In the late 60s and 70s, anglers arrived in pickup trucks and left with beds overflowing with smelt. Others packed them away in garbage cans. Duluth, Minnesota Sea Grant fisheries specialist Jeff Gunderson says some people even took part in smelt wrestling.
There was huge parties that people came from all over to harvest smelt. They'd take them back for their church feeds and for storing in their freezers for probably a lot longer than they wanted, but it was a great time.
These are some of the rainbow trout right here that have been running recently. They're predators on smelt at some stages in their life.
Minnesota DNR Lake Superior Area Fisheries Supervisor Don Schreiner says smelt mysteriously dropped off by the late 70s. He speculates the return of lake trout contributed to the decline of the non-native smelt.
Probably the major reason was that we have a large increase in predators.
Superior Sievertson Fisheries President Dick Martin says they used to catch 200,000 to 300,000 pounds of smelt during peak years. Now he says they don't even come close.
A bad year would be 2,000, and it seems like it doubles, you know, go to 4 to 8, you know, and then maybe to 12 or 15,000. We're kind of in the upswing right now.
Schreiner says people need a license now to fish for smelt, and any fish caught has to be killed right away to avoid the transfer of fish diseases to inland lakes. But he says in spite of many changes, the spirit of the smelt run lives on. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.